tell me about World Refugee Day.
The World Day, Refugee Day is an international day of all refugees in different countries with a different culture, and these people are trying to show them qualities, them culture, them ability to join to the people in the community that they are living. And this one we let people to know what exactly is a refugee days. First of all, it's a the refugee is people who are coming from different area. The place that they are coming from, there is a problem there. They cannot survive or they cannot live their life there. That's why they came to another country to seek asylum in that area. It's that one they call refugee or day.
Can you tell me how you came to Ireland and how you find living here now?
I'm coming from Togo, and everybody know about Togo now, that is very difficult in Togo to survive. First of all, politically, everything is very, very bad. I'm not going to tell you what was happening exactly in Togo now, but I want just to mention one case. Is that in 1 month now in Togo, the government kill around 800 person in 1 month. It's something amazing, something terrible. And because of those kind of difficulties, I cannot survive in Togo. That's why I came to Ireland to seek asylum.
And how has your life been since you came to Ireland?
Since I've come to Ireland, Ireland is a very good country, and I love Ireland. I like people. I have many friends in Donegal, the specific place I'm living. And I hope that I will stay in Ireland. But in the beginning, it was very difficult for me to survive because of the weather, first thing. And I'm not from English-speaking country. I'm not coming from English-speaking country. And the language as well was another thing for me, and I keep fighting on it and work hard to improve my English here. Yeah. And I think it's very good to stay here like a refugee in Ireland, because the area is very good. I learn many culture, I have many friends, and I continue to enjoy my life in Donegal town here.
Can you tell me if the government has accepted your application to live in Ireland, or are you still waiting for news?
I'm still waiting for the states here. I've applied my asylum since 2 years now, but the thing are going very slowly, and till to now I don't have any answer, any good answer, if I want to say, because the work in Department of Justice needed to be reviewed again, because many people don't really understand our problem. Is that we are come from some area that we cannot compare to European country. Things who are happening in our area, the media of our country don't want people outside or international media to know about it. And as well, the government or the people who are working here, they don't really want to know what is happening in our country. But even though if you bring some newspaper to prove this one, they don't believe what you are saying. And still they have to work on those case to know about what is really happening in this area before the person come to Ireland or anywhere to seek asylum. And I will ask if they can do more to involve know what exactly is happening there, it would be very great.
Michael McDowell, the Irish Justice Minister, recently said that a lot of Irish asylum seekers are bogus and that he is deeply shocked at the number of fake and false claims, and he suggests that many people coming from Africa tell lies and that Irish people will be very shocked once they find out the truth. How would you respond if Michael McDowell was beside you right now?
I will answer that question by asking him if it's possible for him to travel, especially from the country I'm coming from. I'm coming from Togo, to go there and see how the life is looking like. How is the government compared with the civilian? To be true, our government is not there to protect us, but it's to kill the citizen of the country. And many people know about this one. To give a proof of this one, I will ask him if he can travel to Togo and see with his own eyes, to be a witness of what has happened. I think that will help him to know if there is people who are seeking asylum falsely or truly. And I want to let him know exactly now, in Togo, in 1 month ago, we have more than 32,000 people who seek asylum between Benin and Ghana. If it's not something really, something true, I think people will never go to this area to seek asylum.
Africa is in the news a lot with Bono and Bob Geldof and people like that talking about third world debt and that the G8 and the big countries should help Africa by relieving their debt. Is this the solution to Africa's problems, or is there another solution, or possibly an African solution?
I think that would be very good. We appreciate the decision that they take this month to help Africa, to develop in Africa. It's very good. But I think it's not really what Africa needs now. It's to change the rulers in Africa, because we have many dictators supported by some French government, some European government. Like France support war in every coast. France support torture. France support intimidation in Togo, in country like Ivory Coast, Togo, Burkina Faso, Guinea-Conakry, all countries speaking French in Africa. French government support them to torture them citizens. The real problem is change the government, the rulers in Africa. Even though the money that they send in Africa to the poor people, no one poor man have got this money. They took them for themselves, not for the poor people, but they make another riches with this one. And the second thing is that if there is Africa president or some from Africa want to put money in account in Europe, they have to know where this money is coming from. And if it's possible, they can turn this money to Africa to do something in Africa to make Africa develop. But if they keep this money and accept it to support the dictator in the power, Africa, even though if they forgive for our debt and so on, Africa will still be like this.
You said that France is supporting a lot of the dictators and a lot of the war in Africa. Why are they doing this? And should we be going and talking to the French people and the French government instead of, you know, talking about helping giving debt relief to dictators? Does it it sounds to me that what you're saying is a lot of the problem lies in France.
In every coast now, they don't like France people. In Togo, we don't like them because they support the government, they support, they give them the weapon, they give them direction how to do. The base of all those things is that the resource, they want some profit from that those governments.
Which resources in Togo?
In Togo we have phosphate. France don't have any phosphate in his resource or in his crown, but France represents phosphate market in the world through Togo, and he bought the resource in the price he wants, but not the price we want. I know that it's like good every cost. Every cost has cafe cacao, and France buy those products, the money they want, but not the money the country want to sell it. And when the president don't agree with this one, that's why there's a war in every question now. You see, because of them profit and them pocket, they are making suffering in Africa. I want to make it to you sure that if they help Africa to change the government and make the African country developing, there will never be single asylum seeker in Europe.
So just to wrap up, for ordinary Irish people and particularly young Irish people, what can we do to help you and to help Africa and to help ourselves? How can we solve these problems together? What steps can we take today and tomorrow?
For younger people in Ireland, they are very kind. The way sometimes they give some donation to support Africa children, to let them go to school and to help them to support, to fund something to eat and so on. It's very good things, but most of them, those money don't reach the destination. And the only one thing we can do, or Irish people can do for African country, is to make it more sure that the money they send, or the support they are sending in this country, to reach the owners. That means the poor people, but not the richest people, the government members. I want just to give you one example. Like some stuff, like corned beef, that they wrote on it, do not sell. The government sell it in Africa. I see myself. And that means, even though if we are saying they are doing good for us, they don't do nothing.
So I'm sorry to ask again, but it's often very difficult when we look at all the big problems of the world or and of Africa, and it just seems so big that it seems impossible for me or for students and younger people and poor people. What can we possibly do? Is it just the government who can act, or is there anything we can do apart from, you know, talking to people? Or
The problem is always, for me, is government, because the government are not take care for the citizens. They are working for them pockets, but not to protect the country. The way things are going in Europe, I think it's not the same in Africa. The budget, the control of the money, is not the same like in Europe here. Everyone do what he wants, but not what the constitution of the country want them to do. The tools to do what they want, but not for the country, but for themselves. The main problem is how to make the rulers of African country to be honest, work with honesty, and improve them capacity to control the country.
When I wake up tomorrow and I think about everything you've told me now, what can I do to help? I don't know any government, I don't know any rich people, I don't know any big people. What can I do to help you or your country? Me?
The one thing I will ask you as someone who can write a newspaper or who can send some email or send some message in the website and so on. I will ask you if it's possible to have some connection in Africa with the newspapers, even though if you can go take some pictures or have a camera with you to travel like 1 month and see how things are going in this country and put those things back in internet. I think that will be great to help people to know exactly what is happening.